Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to IBM about the cost of a data leak, and we'll be looking at a new Irish drinks company taking America by storm. And all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that Smurfit Kappa's earnings tumbled 13.6% in the 3 months to June, just before the cardboard box-making group completed its merger with the US rival WestRock to complete a group with a market value of $25 billion. EBITDA, fell to $480 million from $556 million for the same period last year amid higher input costs and lower box prices. Net sales dipped to $2.97 billion. However, the company said that there were signs that a recovery in demand from a downturn last year was gaining momentum. And we'll be speaking to the CFO of Smurfit at 8:30. Gordon Deegan in the Irish Examiner reports that music sales by Ed Sheeran, Dua Lipa, Kylie and Coldplay last year contributed to a pre-tax profit increasing by 62% to €2.69 million for the Irish arm of the music giant Warner Music. New accounts filed by Warner Music Ireland show that revenues from music streaming and physical sales increased a lot during the year. Overall revenues from the firm increased by 8% in the 12 months to the end of September last. Antonio Palazzo in the Irish Independent reports that Chinese brands captured 11% of the European electric car market in June, notching record registrations as manufacturers raced to beat stiff EU tariffs that took effect this month. SAIC led the charge, shipping its MG4 hatchback to dealers in volume, according to Dataforce. Cars registered before July 5th could be sold on to customers without the added duties on imported EVs. Chinese brands registered more than 23,000 battery electric vehicles across the region during the month, the most ever. Their 72% sequential jump from May was twice the gain in overall European EV registrations for June. Chinese made imports from Western manufacturers, including Volvo, BMW and Tesla, were also subject to the new levies. And just to correct a mistake that I made in yesterday's programme when I suggested that loveholidays.com had gone bust, it was a different company that provided hotel rooms for Love Holidays that collapsed last month. Apologies for that mistake.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.